So there's only three games left in this year's All-Ireland Hurling Championship, but who have been the standout performers so far of the summer? To pick his June Hurling All-Stars, I'm joined on the line by Michael Verney of the Irish Independent. Michael, let's dive straight into this. Who is your number one on this early All-Star team?
Well, there's probably a good few number ones didn't do themselves any favours in Turles last Saturday. So I think it's a straight shootout between Owen Murphy and Nicky Quaid. And just based on some of the point-blank saves that he's made this year, and probably the fact that he maybe doesn't have as good a cover as Quaid, and given this to Owen Murphy, a couple of big saves in the Leinster final probably kept him in it early on. That brilliant save from Conor McDonald, that reaction save that he'd no right to save in the Nolan Park game, and a couple other good saves in between. I'm giving it to Owen Murphy, just the best shot stopper in the game. He's a different goalkeeper than Nicky Quaid, because Nicky Quaid maybe gets to express himself a bit more as regards puckouts and that. But as regards shot stopping, and even his puckouts are quite good as well. I'm giving the nod to Owen Murphy in the goals.
Yeah, very hard to argue with that. Michael, looking at the full back line, it's probably the hardest one to pick. I've written down 11 names here where you could pick three from. Who have you gone for?
Yeah, I have seven names and three going into seven. We could have picked potentially three cornerbacks in the full back line, but listen, we're not going to demean this system. We're going to put a lad that plays fullback in fullback. So my fullback line is Mikey Butler Kilkenny. He's a man marking cornerback, and obviously you track, you know, players out the field. He did it brilliantly in Cottle Mannion in the Leinster final. He's had an amazing debut inter-county season. He's been brilliant. Mike Casey's probably been, for me, the standout fullback. Again, a guy who hadn't really played inter-county in the guts of 2 years, seamlessly back in. And at number four, and he's probably a contender for Hurler of the Year at the moment. We haven't had a Hurler of the Year as a cornerback in 30 years since Brian Corcoran won it in 92. Barry Nash is number four. Just probably reinventing what a cornerback can do. And I know you're going to say I've left out Sean Finn, and he's won four All-Stars in a row, and I'm aware I have, but I think Mikey Butler has earned his spot there at the moment. Sean Finn is probably going to have two games. Mikey Butler might only have one game from here on, so that could change by the end of the summer, but it's Mikey Butler, Mike Casey and Barry Nash for me.
Yeah, you've no room for Sean Finn, Michael, but you've no room for Jack Grealish either after his Man of the Match display against Cork the last day.
Yeah, no, not yet, to be honest with you. He had a good solid display in the Leinster final as well. He wasn't as high up on my radar now as even someone like Paul Flanagan. Matt O'Hanlon, who's been in around the full back line, half back line, would have been close as well. And Niall O'Leary from Cork, who I think has been brilliant, as playing as that kind of floating corner back. They're all unlucky to lose out along with Jack Grealish. But I'd be happy if I was picking a team in the morning and I had those three boys in front of me as the goalkeeper. I think I'd be a happy enough man.
Absolutely, absolutely. In terms of halfbacks, Michael, is Dermot Burns the first player on your team sheet here?
He is, yeah, in fairness. I have Dermot Burns, Declan Hannan and Damien Reck of Wexford. Damien Reck has probably played anywhere across the six positions, so I thought it was flexible enough to put him in there. He actually started centre-back at the weekend picking up Shane O'Donnell, but Burns has taken his form to a new level. Probably a disappointing Munster final from his point of view with the form that he's been in, but, you know, prior to that, I think it was 9 points in Ennis. Declan Hannan, again, is still the standout centre-back. Just nobody plays that position like him at the moment. Nobody orchestrates like him. Even just, it was totally overshadowed with Tony Kelly's sideline, but his, you know, that unbelievable point to put them one up with time nearly up in the Munster final. There aren't too many other centre-backs that could do that. And as I said, Damien Reck, his highlight so far, he's had several highlights, but that unbelievably dramatic save on the line against Kilkenny in Nolan Park, one of many highlights for him. And he's tied down the opposition's best man in a lot of games Wexford have played. And I know they're finished up, but he's had an outstanding season as well.
No clear players so far, Michael. What about John Conlon or Dermot Ryan? Were they in your thinking?
Yeah, they were both in my thinking. Yeah, John Conlon, I'd say the second best centre-back in the game. Dermot Ryan, again, very good at the weekend. Kieran Joyce from Cork, unlucky to lose out too. And I actually had a hat tip to Fiona McAsee from Kerry, who I thought was brilliant this year. Scored 6 points from wing back in one of the Joe McDonagh games. So I just had to get him in there as well. But no Clare player yet. I'll address that when I come to the next line of the field.
So has David Fitzgerald made your June All-Star midfield, Michael?
He hasn't. No, he hasn't. Ryan Taylor has generally been out around that sector of the pitch. And even the other day, he was quiet when Conor Deva followed him out for a while. But he thundered into the game in the last 15 minutes. The Limerick lads couldn't handle him for about 50 minutes of the Munster final. He was brilliant in that last game, the last group game down in Ennis. While not maybe named as a midfielder, he's generally been out around that sector. I thought he's taken his form to a new level this year as well. If I was going to pick David Fitzgerald, I'd pick him as a half forward. But my midfield is Ryan Taylor and Adrian Mullen from Kilkenny, who I think has been outstanding. 4 points in the Leinster final. He's been basically probably their best scorer, really. Owen Cody's been relatively quiet on the scoreboard. Mullen's been doing an awful lot of damage from out the pitch. A couple of hat tips needed here as well. I won't apologise for saying that. I think Will O'Donoghue is the best midfielder in the country. He's been not hot and cold, but he's had some really good games and maybe some quiet games, so he didn't quite make it. David Burke, very close from Galway too. Keila Malai from Antrim and Dara Fitzgibbon, all really, really close in that sector. But I've gone with Mullen and Taylor, two players who've been in superb form this year.
Wow, very surprised to see, not to see David Fitzgerald among your 15, Michael. I presume Tony Kelly is in your attack somewhere.
Yeah, two Clare players in the half-hour line, Tomás. Shane O'Donnell at wing forward, Tony Kelly at centre-forward and Garrod Hegarty on the other wing. I think Shane O'Donnell, just when the need was the greatest at the weekend, really, really pulled through in that last 15 or 20 minutes. He was huge. And his role is not so much on the scoreboard now. He chips in with his couple of points, but just the donkey work that he does for others and setting up, he's just been unbelievable. Tony Kelly, kind of really, he speaks for himself, really. Unbelievable Munster final display. Probably quiet in the early stages of the Munster Championship. It's absolutely thundered into it since. Like, when we're saying this guy was, you know, quiet by his own standards last Saturday and you're finishing up with 4 points, like, they're the standards that we hold him to. And Grod Hegarty's not far off the 2020 form at the moment. I just think he's been brilliant this year so far. And that Paul Gascoigne-esque flick over Dermot Ryan's head to score one of the great Munster final goals. David Fitzgerald is unlucky to lose out. He was quiet the other day, and that's probably what tipped the scales in favour of, well, Shane O'Donnell was probably going to be in there anyway. So it's a really, really stacked half-forward line. Conor Lehan was brilliant in the group stages, particularly the last two games, but obviously very quiet the last day. So he kind of fell away. Robbie O'Flynn, I think, has been Cork's best player this year. He was in the mix. Podge Boyle from Kerry was in the mix as well, along with Tom Monaghan and Joseph Cooney, who were brilliant through the round-robin stages, but have probably been quiet by their standards since. So I tell you what, if I was poking ball down on top of that half-forward line of O'Donnell, Kelly and Hegarty, I think I'd be a happy man.
Absolutely. And you mentioned there's no room for Joseph Cooney or Tom Monaghan, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a Galway man in your full forward line, Michael.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to be clairvoyant, Tomás, in fairness. Conor Whelan's been unbelievable for a guy who missed, you know, half of the round-robin stages. Like, he's just been unmarkable at different stages. Brilliant in the Leinster final. Like, he was basically a one-man attack in the Leinster final. Brilliant again the other day off probably limited supply. He got 1-2 and probably the match-winning goal. Conor Whelan is definitely in there. These are kind of interchangeable enough. I listed Conor Whelan at 13, Aaron Gillan at 14. He's taken his game to another level too. He was even, again, quiet by his standards at stages of the Munster final, but he's just so deadly when he's in around there. And the great thing about Gillan is you can give him the ball anyway. You can give him the ball in front and he'll do damage, but you also have that out ball of a high ball in. And he's a brilliant hand. And I've actually gone for a Waterford man in the other corner, Tomás. I know they went out at the round robin stages and were really disappointing this year after all the expectation of the league final. But it's really hard to argue with Desi Hutchinson's form. Hit the net in the first round against Tipperary, was obviously probably quiet against Cork. Hit 1-6 against Clare, marking what was a potential all-star in Rory Hayes before maybe last weekend. And he was brilliant against Limerick as well, scoring 5 points, giving Sean Finn all kinds of trouble that night when he was on him. So I think he merits a place there. And, like, listen, that's some full forward line to be aiming at. So I've gone with Whelan, Gillan and Hutchinson. Of lads that were unlucky to lose out, I didn't actually have too many other guys in that inside line that I thought were unlucky to lose out. But probably Lee Chin is probably one. He was brilliant again at the weekend. Probably the fact that he was maybe going a half speed for parts of the round robin stages probably worked against him, but he was brilliant against Kilkenny and brilliant against Wexford, so he's unlucky to lose out there. But Whelan, Galan and Hutchinson in the full forward line.
What about Seamus Flanagan, Michael? 8 points from play in the Munster final?
Yeah, one swallow doesn't make a summer, I suppose, as to say. He was quiet against Clare in the that round robin game and played very little of the round robin stages. Obviously didn't feature against Cork. He'd a broken hand for the first two games, I think. So outside of that Munster final display, you don't have that much to judge him on. As I said, the other game he played, he was very quiet that day when Rory Hayes kind of had the strong hand on him in that game in Ennis. So yeah, he could end up as an all-star at the end of the year, but it's probably just a bit early for him at the moment. If he keeps scoring 7 or 8 points in a game, I'd say he could end up with an all-star at the end of the year, but just probably didn't have enough game time underneath his belt, I'd say, at this early stage.
And who was the front runner for Hurler of the Year at this stage, Michael, heading into the two All-Ireland semi-finals?
Yeah, Hurler of the Year at the moment, I suppose, probably looking at one Clare man, I'd say, and probably two Limerick players from me. Yeah, Tony Kelly's form at the moment, like, you'd be hard pressed and people are talking about who man marks Tony Kelly. You man mark a guy and you're saying, if my man marker holds him to 4 or 5 points, he's probably doing a good job. That's the level that Kelly's at the moment. That Munster final display, particularly for the first 40 to 45 minutes, same with the Ennis game, just absolutely unmarkable. He's definitely in the mix. And I'd also have Barry Nash in the mix as well. I think he's just been outstanding. That floating corner back role, he's totally reinvented it. He's been savage in that role. And Dermot Burns as well, I'd have in the mix too. Probably I'd have Gerard Hegarty in the mix too. It's probably three Limerick and Tony Kelly. But as I say, a lot can change over the next two games. It's funny, lads that maybe are out of the championship, the likes of, we'd say, a Desi Hutchinson, a Damien Rec, they're going to fall down the pecking order a bit now just because they've no more games to play. And the All-Stars will probably change a fair bit over the next two games with a lot of stock on the semi-final and final. But Nash, Burns, Hegarty and Kelly for me at the moment.
So we'll just run down through Michael's June All-Stars once again. We've 6 from Limerick, 3 Kilkenny, 3 Clare, and 1 apiece from Waterford, Wexford and Galway. It's Owen Murphy between the posts, a full backline of Mikey Butler, Mike Casey and Barry Nash. It's Dermot Burns, Declan Hannan and Damien Rick in the half backline. At midfield is Ryan Taylor and Adrian Mullen. The half forward line is Shane O'Donnell, Tony Kelly and Gerard Hegarty. And the full forward line, Conor Whelan, Aaron Gillan and Desi Hutchinson. Michael Varney of the Irish Independent, thanks a million for giving that a go today. Great to talk to you.
No bother, Tomás. Thanks a million.
And that's all I've got time for in this edition of Lauren the Parka. I'll have updates on Waterford versus Cork in the Ladies Football Championship on Saturday evening. Thanks for your company. Slán go fóill.
Now you're hurling Lauren the Parka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.